Hey, it's Latif from Radiolab. Our goal with each episode is to make you think, how did I live this long and not know that? Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know. Listen wherever you get podcasts.
We begin with the old question of where does Ohio sit in the upcoming 2016 campaign, which already has a flotilla of Republican candidates, declared and undeclared, major figures and minor figures, while the Democrats have the enormous SS Hillary Clinton being chased by Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders. Well, here are the official major candidates on the Republican side. There are plenty of minor candidates. Go online. You can find counts of people who've actually filled out the proper paperwork. It goes up to 15 declared candidates. But you know about Florida Senator Marco Rubio, Texas Senator Ted Cruz, Kentucky Senator Rand Paul, former HP CEO Carly Fiorina, Dr. Ben Carson, former Arkansas Governor Mike Huckabee. And you've got the interest, expressed interest candidates. Read, please send your campaign test dollars. That's former Florida Governor Jeb Bush, Wisconsin Governor Scott Walker, South Carolina Senator Lindsey Graham, Ohio Governor John Kasich right here in Ohio, New Jersey Governor Chris Christie, and Louisiana Governor Bobby Jindal. There's also former New York Governor George Pataki, former Pennsylvania Senator Rick Santorum, and Donald Trump. For a look at the current state of Republicans trying to occupy the White House, we are joined by Todd Zwillick, Washington correspondent for The Takeaway. Hi, Todd.
Hi, John.
So there's a huge number of Republican candidates. Actually, I went online. You can count as many as 15 declared candidates, going down to the really, really minor ones. But how would we separate the mainstream candidates, if you want to call it that, into tiers at this point?
Yeah, you know, and when you get a field this big, you kind of have to, or else you just get absolutely inundated. You know, I think you can have a top tier of sort of like legitimate presidential contenders, a second tier of legitimate candidates who have a chance to get into the first tier if they run a great campaign or if they catch on a particular issue. And then what you'd probably have to call vanity candidates, maybe people who want to burnish their reputations or get on television or think it'd be fun to run for president, or maybe have a one issue sort of campaign that kind of gets them out on the trail for a couple of months.
All right. So in the first tier, in that front runner tier, certainly Jeb Bush would be in that tier.
Jeb Bush, who hasn't even declared a candidacy yet. He doesn't even fit into your list of 12 or 15.
Exactly.
Clearly, he's going to be a candidate eventually, and he's raising money hand over fist right now via his super PAC, which is called America Rising Super PAC. So you got Bush for sure. You got Marco Rubio, Scott Walker, the governor in Wisconsin. Rand Paul has to be on the list, and I would say Ted Cruz and Mike Huckabee probably at the bottom of the first tier, on the border of the top of the second.
And break them down in terms of centrist versus classic primary candidates who are really going to go for that conservative wing. Certainly Scott Walker is the front runner if you're just talking about Tea Party voters.
Yeah, that's right. And then you can look, you know, you can parse Iowa and New Hampshire and South Carolina all you want and come up with sort of different cocktails of who's the conservative front runner. You know, in terms of Iowa, it's probably Scott Walker also, but you have to put Mike Huckabee way at the top because he came in second in Iowa, beat Mitt Romney in 2012. You can't forget that. For anyone who thinks that Mike Huckabee is just kind of a Fox News personality, politically he is much, much more than that, and he can raise money. Now, Jeb Bush, as we mentioned before, probably the only true centrist in the top tier or someone who can present himself as one, and that goes to prove to you why he's so very unpopular with conservatives, like in the Iowa caucus early polling. We don't have to get in too far into the polling right now. It's just so early. But if you want to take it upon yourself to get on the internet and see where Jeb Bush is in Iowa, it's not great. Jeb Bush has already articulated policy positions on things like immigration and education that aren't in line with conservatives and Tea Party voters and activists. So that helps explain it, and also helps explain why Jeb Bush might be running kind of a much longer strategy here that goes well past Iowa and New Hampshire and really looks towards a general election when he's running presumably against Hillary Clinton.
Quickly on the front runners again, if Jeb Bush is the only centrist, that would assume you're not counting Governor Chris Christie of New Jersey, whose star seems to be fading. What's the buzz on Christie? And then we'll move.
Yeah, because I put him sort of on the borderline of the second tier, and I suppose I could have mentioned Christie in the first. This is all quite subjective. His star has been on the fade. The bridge scandal in New Jersey, and probably more than that, controversies over state pensions in that state have hurt Christie. He's also never been hugely popular among conservatives, and this early in a primary, arch-conservatives are the only ones who care about all this stuff, them and donors and journalists. And Christie hasn't been a darling of those conservatives at all, which tells you if he can survive the early primaries and somehow move from my borderline subjective second tier into the first, he's somebody who could be a credible centrist candidate in a general election. The problem is getting there, and that's a huge climb for Christie right now.
If John Kasich, the governor of Ohio, enters the ring, does that annoy Scott Walker or Ted Cruz more, do you think?
Yeah, you know, probably Walker, I would suppose, and he probably wants to annoy Walker a lot more because Walker's a much more viable candidate. Ted Cruz so far has shown a campaign going for far right wing support and evangelical support, so probably Mike Huckabee annoys Ted Cruz a lot more than John Kasich does there.
Todd Zwillich seems to think that Jeb Bush is playing a long game, but he hasn't declared yet. There's your snapshot of the GOP candidates. Thanks so much, Todd.
You bet, John.